T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Andy Randy. Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday.
True.
NCAA Tournament. Thursday, I guess the second round starts today because the first round games were the last couple of nights. But we will be here at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw for the next 3 hours. Dukes and Bell will be here till 7 o'clock. We'll be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead from 11 to 2 tomorrow. Dukes and Bell will be there as well. Your home for tournament action. Come by, say hello. We'll be here hanging out watching the games. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good over here, Bunk. I'm up here trying to readjust my bracket right now. And I am doing it.
I got about an hour.
I'm adjusting it right now. So as you can see, I'm doing it in blue ink. The original was in red. I'm doing it in blue.
There you go.
So people won't accuse me of cheating again because I found out some new information that I didn't know about Kansas's thing.
You got inside info?
Hey, man, Hustle Man.
Okay, great.
Hustle Man found out when he tried to make a delivery out there in Lawrence, said somebody was down. So I had to go back and readjust everything.
He was bringing pain pills to a guy's dorm room?
I ain't saying all that, all right? He told me he had some deer heads with some antlers on it that somebody wanted on the dorm room. All right? Hustle Man took care of everything, so I had to readjust all my bracket. And instead of having Kansas winning the national championship, I now have Houston winning the national championship. So there it is. And Creighton and Houston in the finals.
Wow.
Yeah.
You would probably win the bracket contest.
Yeah, I'll go there.
If that happens, I don't know how many people have that as the final matchup.
Yeah,
I had Houston going a long way, and then I changed my mind for whatever reason. I had Illinois winning the national championship yesterday, changed my mind.
Right.
And now I'm as chalky as chalk can be.
Okay.
Well, I punked out. I got UConn.
I mean, it's not a bad
bet. UConn.
Is UConn winning again? Might be the safest bet to win it all.
Yeah, it's the odds-on bet to win it.
Exactly.
I just, trying to get creative, and I like this guy, and I'm into that. I got the, the old school women's national championship final, UConn versus Tennessee.
Ah.
I got the Gino Auriemma Pat Summitt Classic.
You think Barnes?
But in the men's,
you think Barnes is
no?
Okay.
No. The more I think about it, Rick Barnes
has
been to one Final Four in his entire coaching tenure, and that was 20 years ago. TJ Ford couldn't even make it past the Sweet 16 with Kevin Durant. Yeah. Now, by the way, Tennessee as a program, the men's basketball programs, never made a Final Four.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? With all the guys that have been through there. And
especially back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Dale Ellis and Allen Houston and the talent that they've had throughout the years. They've never made a Final Four. But not only are they going to make a Final Four in my bracket,
they're going
to the title game. Now, they're going to lose the title game to UConn. But, I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, Tennessee needs,
who knows?
Tennessee needs some good press. They found out that it was a problem with the first cousins marrying each other.
Yeah.
So they had to put a bill in. So they need some good press right now.
They need to distract from the incest that's going on in that state.
Exactly what they need.
With their team making it to the national championship game.
Yeah, but this is always a fun time. And, this weekend you'll get the upset. So at least one. It's going to be at least one upset this weekend. We know that.
There'll be multiple upsets today, probably.
I said at least one. Before we get back on Monday and everything. But, yeah, I mean, I love this time of year. Obviously, we're up here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Doors are open. And I've always, even though I don't gamble like that, I just wanted to go to a sports book one time during this time. Because I heard that
that would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun just to be in a sports book and during this time out in Vegas and everything like that would be pretty cool. So
yeah. But, get a little extra on the games, games you don't really care that much about, make you care a little bit more about them. Be careful, though. People are out there skimming money, betting $4.5 million without people knowing about it.
This is a fun.
Now, I guess I hadn't – look, I'll be honest with you. Hand in the air. I think you and I are kind of similar on this one. I don't know that much about gambling. Like, I gamble here and there every once in a while. I think it would be cool if the law gets passed in this state because people like to gamble.
Yes.
So I'll be honest, selfishly, it would make a lot of money for the radio station, and that would be great. I want job security for myself and for all of my coworkers. But I don't know that much about it. So it didn't cross my mind. Like, we talked about it for 4 seconds with Steak, and he was like, nah, there's more to it than this. This guy couldn't possibly have just done this. There has to be – and I was like, all right, I guess. So, like, what are you suggesting? That Shohei Ohtani knew that he was doing this? Because that doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Why would Shohei Ohtani have anything to do with anything like that when he's got so much at stake? He's got a $700 million contract.
This ain't good for baseball. I know that. And the face of the league is in gambling. That's all you need to associate with. No matter anything, you hear Shohei Ohtani and you hear gambling. And so that automatically, you know, we know how the other leagues have dealt with this problem also. But, it's just fishy to me that a day ago it was a loan or he paid him back or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And then the next day it's he stole the money or with a massive theft.
Right.
Yeah, that's massive. You take $4.5 million. That's very, very massive. So, if the money was taken by him, it wasn't – 4.5 being taken, you know, it's
not
money,
at once.
It's always,
wasn't like a heist where he went in and took $4.5 million.
And then it's always a thing where, well, why did he have access? I don't know why people have access to other people's money, but this ain't the first time people have had access. And because I've seen it where people, you're like, well, why does this guy have access to your money?
Yeah. Like, I never understand how, like, any people.
I don't understand that either.
Have
I've always
access
said
to funds like this.
Yes.
Like, this is obviously a large scale example of this where.
It could be multiple people.
Oh, maybe. Or over time, he did it little by little, whatever. I really don't know. But $4.5 million adds up to a very big deal. I mean, there was that example last year in the NFL of the guy that worked for the Jaguars that over the course of a couple of years had somehow stolen like $20 million and gambled all of that on one of the apps. There was an example. This is a very lower level of this, but it's still greedy and sneaky and bad of some lady who was like the treasurer of a local softball organization, like youth softball organization, that over the course of a couple of years stole $100,000.
Yes.
Like, how can people just have access to this money with no oversight? Like, it doesn't make any sense. You shouldn't be able to steal that much money from an organization without someone noticing that you're doing it.
But the thing about it is, are they in control of the books?
I guess.
You know, I guess. You can cook the books where the money might be there, but it's not.
I don't know. That's a phrase that I hear, but I don't know what that.
Dude, I
don't know what that would
the
mean.
Other day
I wouldn't know how to cook a book.
I saw. Me neither.
You
I
set
saw
it
the
up
day,
to broil, or how do you cook
woman,
a book?
There's this woman that. Like, I think she worked. I can't remember what fast food restaurant she works for, but she set up a fake employee and made like 20. Like, it's ways around everything when it comes to stealing money. I mean, more than anything, they're more damn just flat out thieves than anything nowadays.
Yeah, there's more creative thieves.
Yes.
If they would just use that creativity
to do something good
and hard work to do something productive, the amount of positive that they could actually do, but instead they decide to steal it from the Little League.
Yes.
That, I don't know, man. Like, if you get caught.
That's a caning.
Like, send them to Singapore and let them get caned.
Yes.
Like, that's,
I agree.
That's really the bottom line.
I agree. But it's a big deal because of the fact that Shohei, it's gambling, it's. Like Steaky was saying, a syndicate. First time I heard that, I thought L.A. Confidential all the way.
Syndicate.
You look at it, it's shady.
Sure.
Obviously, it's a crime, but it's a shady type thing when you're talking about who you're dealing with this gambling thing.
Yeah.
And he's come out not on baseball, on all those sports, but baseball and everything like that. But yeah, $4.5 million. I mean, I don't love nobody that much to give him $4.5 million, $4.5 million for something that they did. You know what I mean? Like, some gambling, your ass is gambling. Why I got to be? Hey, they talking about chopping off my fingers. All I need you to do is translate, not sign language.
Yeah, we don't do it in sign language.
We don't do it in sign language.
We go from Japanese to English.
I don't need you to have your hands. You know what I mean?
As long as they don't chop out your tongue.
You know what I mean? I'm good to go. We're good to go.
Well, he got fired yesterday, so they're going to have to get a new translator. Luckily for them, there's a lot of people that can translate, a lot of qualified translators, probably that won't steal $4.5 million from you. It is interesting, though, in this time where gambling is such a big conversation, though. Obviously, the bill is on the ballot here they're hoping to get it on the ballot, but they're trying to pass the bill here in the state of Georgia. Lots of other states have passed and made gambling legal. There's so many different sides of it where you can look at this and say, well, if it were legal, then he wouldn't have had to have gone to a shady syndicate illegal bookie.
Right.
He could have done it in a way that was more traceable, and they would have found out earlier and all that kind of stuff. Other people would say, this is just
the devil at work, Andy.
This is just gambling becoming more popular and people being more, exposed to it, I suppose, which I don't know. I disagree with that. I understand some of the conversation about what's going on in professional sports right now, and I do think it would probably be a good idea just to be a little bit careful and be like, all right, it's a lot. We've done a lot in a little bit of time.
Right.
Went from no gambling at all to now everything sponsored by something,
yes,
and it's brought to you by this, and this is
all the leagues that frowned on it.
Yeah, now they're cashing checks.
Yeah, all the leagues that frowned
on it. Which is fine. I think ultimately it comes down to personal responsibility, like pretty much anything in life.
Agreed.
Like, just because people are telling you could do it now doesn't mean you have to do it and have to get addicted to it and have to throw your life away. That's up to you to decide whether or not you want to do that. Hopefully not. It's interesting. I never thought we'd discuss gambling as much as we discuss it right now.
Yeah.
Daily fantasy, though, that's a whole different deal.
Yeah.
I would encourage you to download the Prize Picks app. It's the number one daily fantasy app in America, Randy. Did you know that?
I did. Nah, I do now.
Yeah, now you know.
Yeah, I know.
I've been saying it a few times. We'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The NCAA tournament begins today, in about an hour from right now. Well, I guess it began on Tuesday, but really, you know what I mean. Like, a lot of the games are today. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Offensive rebound, Patterson forces it up from 12. Air ball short. Burnett dribbles out of the crowd for Grambling. And it's all over. From 14 points down in the second half, in their first NCAA tournament game in school history, the Grambling State storm back to win 88-81 in overtime over Montana State at the first four.
Way to go, Grambling.
Yeah, there you have it from last night. One of the two first four games that were played last night. All first four games have now been played, and Grambling gets its first win in NCAA tournament history, which means they move on to the 16-1 game versus Purdue.
Hey.
Who, if anybody's going to lose a game like that,
it's them.
It's them, because that's what they've done the last handful of years. They lost to a 16 last year.
Now I need them to play well because I got them in the Elite Eight. But
you got Purdue in the Elite Eight?
Yes.
Which, I mean, at some point you'd have to makes good on being a number one seed or being seeded as highly as they have been the last handful of years.
I mean, they've learned their lesson.
They lost to Fairleigh Dickinson last year as the number one seed.
They did.
They lost to St. Peter's 2 years ago. Now, granted, that was in the Sweet 16, but St. Peter's was a 15 seed.
That is true.
And they lost to North Texas in the first round the year before that, who was a 13 seed. So they've lost to 13, 15 seeds in the last three tournaments.
This is the new day.
It probably is. It probably is. I feel like, look, if you're looking at the paths to the Elite Eight or the Final Four for the number one seeds,
right?
They probably have the best one.
I mean, they got
Grambling, and then they'd have to either beat Utah State or TCU, and then they'd have something between Gonzaga, McNeese State, Kansas, or Samford.
I got Creighton beating them, though.
You got Creighton beating.
Yeah, Creighton.
Okay, so you got Creighton beating Tennessee, probably, right?
Hold on. Yeah, I got Creighton because I had South Carolina there. I had South Carolina in the Elite Eight.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I had to change all around. Put Creighton in there. And Creighton.
You had South Carolina in the – no, wait. Clemson, you have a friend's son who plays for Clemson.
Yes.
South Carolina just because you like them?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
I don't like them personally. I like their coach.
Oh, you like their coach.
Yeah,
got
I
it.
Like coach.
No, look, yeah. I mean – credit to him. They were picked to finish dead last in the SEC this year, and they got a sixth seed in the NCAA tournament. That's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, man. But, I mean, I think that, you know, the one thing about Purdue is they got experience being upset.
No question about that.
You know, and eventually, like, as a child, when you get a spanking or whatever, you eventually learn your lesson. Maybe they learned their lesson getting their ass beat.
They've been spanked a lot lately.
Maybe we just need to, you know. Because we're better than these, we're talented than these teams.
Mm-hmm.
How about we play like we're more talented than these teams?
Right, and that sounds great.
How about we get up for the 16th season?
Right,
I
wonder if it's that, or like at this point with teams like that, because every once in a while there's teams that just sort of step on rakes. I think Virginia has kind of been that team, other than the year that they won the national championship. Like, it's got to be in your mind too.
Because
a lot of those guys are on those teams.
Well, that's the thing about it is you can't – if you bring it with you, of course you're going to be thinking about it. You got to look at it like that. It's a new – because it is a new year. New year – what's that phrase?
New year, new me.
It ain't shoddy. I just going back.
Yeah, that's Purdue.
Yeah.
Purdue is the person that makes the New Year's resolution every single year.
Yeah, Purdue that –
and then by Martin Luther King Day is eating donuts for breakfast.
Yeah, Purdue that shoddy, that be in the mirror and, you know, in the slimming mirror. Yeah. No, shoddy. You need to get your ass in the gym. But, though, I think that Purdue, they have to be able to get over that hump. And that's what's going to be crazy if you look at – because the one thing about the here we go again, if it starts early and they're in a battle and they're playing bad and this team is up on them and then you're like, oh, here we go again, because that's when you get real tight.
Oh, yeah.
Because we know this about the game. You shoot – they shoot bad and the other team shoots well. I mean, I'm not saying Grambling's going to beat them, but if Purdue is, like, struggling because Grambling is in the fight with them, because you don't never let somebody who is less of an opponent hang around with
them.
They
could beat Grambling in about 10 minutes.
Yes.
If they get up, they could be up by 30 points
in
10 minutes in that game. Or they can do what they've done and let teams hang around and all that stuff. Again,
eventually trick it off.
That's what makes the tournament so much fun, because you have these matchups that you would never see actually playing out. You got 40 minutes, man.
Yeah,
40 minutes. Anything can happen in these tournament games, and you've seen it happen year after year. And it feels like even more recently we've seen this. I mean, we've had teams make the Final Four that you'd never heard of before. You've had a couple of 16s upsetting ones over the last couple of years. I just remember, like, back in the day, like, what's like George Mason made that run.
Yes.
But they were an 11 seed.
Yes.
You know, we've had teams that are 13, 14, 15 seeds making runs the last couple of years. And, look, maybe you have it again this year. Maybe it's a chalky tournament. I'm not sure. What I do know is that the first game of this round starts today at 12:15. You've got Michigan State versus Mississippi State.
Ugh.
Michigan State's head coach, Tom Izzo, who I love.
I think Tom Izzo. That's why fantastic. I always give him the benefit of the doubt in the tournament because I love Tom Izzo.
Yeah, but I don't
but
agree with
him. He's like an old-ass whiny baby.
I don't agree with them on this one. Here's Tom Izzo earlier in the week.
Well, I'm a Division II guy, you know, so I'm always looking for the little guys, and maybe that would
Get
be
the
a
hell out of
to
here,
expand.
Is. You've been at damn Michigan
I just
State
think what's happening
years.
Now, everybody likes the upsets in the first weekend, but I'm not sure moving on that's what's best for the game. I think it's got to be looked at seriously. There's a great, great game here. And I don't want it to be damaged. I do worry about it. I'm on every committee I could be on to try to help solve that. And I would love to talk to him and our commissioner. I know they've been talking a lot. I just don't know what the answers are.
Why are these old-ass coaches whining now?
I don't know.
About everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess because the playing field is slightly leveled. Like,
what is the problem with that?
I don't know. Well, for him, I understand maybe why he doesn't want the playing field to be leveled. He wants to have all the advantages that he's had for the 30 years that he's been at Michigan State.
It's just unbelievable, man. This thing has been the same way. So you're telling me they want to add, like, 20 more teams. You really think the NCAA is going to be able to, I could be wrong, the tournament go up 5 weeks? Nobody wants to see that crap. This is a three-week free for all.
68's already too many.
That's already too many. But these dudes, these old farts, keep whining about every damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they liked it how they had it.
It was cool. It was cool when he was winning. It was cool when he was winning titles and all that stuff.
Title.
I'm sorry.
Title.
Competing for titles.
Because we're
all those things.
We're going to talk about that in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And what it takes to go back to back in sports.
It was cool for that. But I'm just saying, like, get the hell on somewhere, man.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I thought it was great when they got upset by Middle Tennessee State in the first round a couple of years
ago.
But
why is this why he's – but you're looking out for the little guy.
That was like 10 years ago, too, by the way.
The little guy whipped your ass.
Yeah.
So
– happens. It happens.
Whatever.
It happens. That's literally the thing that people like the most about the tournament. Like, there's the diehard college basketball fans that are going to watch all the games and know all the players and tune in, all that kind of stuff. I think by and large, most people, you kind of follow your school if you have one. Maybe there's a star or two that you follow throughout the year. But really, you kind of cram on college basketball this week, and then you tune in and watch all these games. Like, that's what it is. And one of the things that people really like is, oh, wow, was it Loyola Chicago? They got this old-ass lady that's been a nun at the school for a million years. And that's a cool story.
She's still kicking.
She's still kicking. They're not in the tournament.
Yeah.
But she's still kicking.
Yeah.
St. Peter's makes a run all the way to the final. People love that kind of stuff. Izzo.
Only, man. Only basketball snobs hate that.
That's right.
And he's a basketball snob. Rightfully so. I mean, again, he's a great coach. I give him the benefit all the time. I don't even know. Do I got them winning? Well, I don't even know how far I got Michigan State.
I got them losing the second round to North Carolina.
I do too. No, I have them beating North Carolina.
Really?
I do.
Good for you.
I do. I have Bama beating them.
Really?
Yes.
I don't believe in Bama. I don't know. They stumbled down the stretch.
They
don't play any defense. I don't know. Maybe I think Charleston gives them a. I think that they'll probably beat Charleston in the first round. But that's gonna be a fun game, man. Like, and if Charleston has one of those nights that they can have, where they just are draining threes, because both those teams are going to shoot 53.
Yes, we know
if
that.
One of the two teams shoots 50%, they're winning the game.
The game over.
Like, at Charleston might be able to do that. That's going to be a lot of fun. All right, we talked a bit about this yesterday, the news that Spencer Strider is going to be the opening day starter for the Braves. Here is Spencer Strider himself talking about that.
We obviously have a plethora of guys that are deserving of this. I think that that's certainly makes it an honor for me, but I think if you ask anybody, we're all sort of focused on winning every game we play. Game one is equally as important as game 162, and I think that's the point of view that's made us successful as an organization.
Yes, that's right. That's the right answer from Spencer Strider. It's still cool that he's the opening day starter, and I'm sure he's honored to be the opening day starter.
Right.
Adam Duvall was set to make his spring training debut for the Braves today, but that game is going to get rained out.
Yes.
Because it's going to rain 2 to 3 inches over the next 48 hours in Florida.
Yeah.
Some of us are driving to Florida
tomorrow. I mean, that's a face I made at you.
Yeah,
have fun at that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be.
I'm already going for a funeral, which
it's
is going
to be
suck.
Great, dude.
Now I'm driving through the rain.
And
I'm not even going to the cool part of Florida.
You get to go to Gainesville, Florida.
Yep.
Gainesville has stuff.
What do they have?
Florida?
They got the University of Florida, but I don't think they're going to be having any football games this weekend.
It might be spring game this week. No.
No, probably early for that.
They might have an inter-squad scrimmage at the stadium.
All right.
There you go.
That's the funeral Saturday, though,
oh,
unfortunately.
Damn.
So we're going to go be crying. R.I.P. Uncle Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
Yeah.
And then the rain's going to suck, too. So that's part of it. Anyway, all that to say, Adam Duvall's probably not going to make his spring training debut for a couple of days because things are probably going to be rained out in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, I got a chance to watch the other game. I know we were talking about Shohei, but watched the game this morning. And they got after old boy. They got after him. I don't want to say his name wrong.
Yamamoto.
That guy.
Which is a guy that, like, really this show should be a fan of.
Why? Yams. Yama.
I think Yamamoto is Japanese for Yammobile.
No, it's different, though, because we're a friend. We are a Yams the other way around.
Yeah, female Yams.
Yeah, female Yams.
Yeah, but still the name's cool.
Yeah, it got a cool name, man, but they got after his ass today, dog. I stood there. I watched it. I watched it. Damn it. I watched it from the beginning, and I mean, and listening to Eduardo Perez talk about, you know, I mean, he was talking about this before the first pitch, about how to jump on the first pitch, which the Padres did, and then he was talking about he was tipping his pitches and how it's going to be one of those things where he has to work because he's always pitched one damn way.
If this dude's tipping his pitches,
they got after him today.
Game one.
Yeah.
It was a tough day for Japanese Dodgers.
Yeah, it was, man.
Yamamoto got lit up, and Shohei Ohtani's interpreter jacked him for $4.5 million. Maybe. Or maybe Shohei Ohtani is embroiled in a gambling scandal.
I don't know. But, again.
That's a lot more salacious than the other one.
Talking, I mean, it's always whenever you talk about having all that money, it's hard to keep track of it. No, it's not. All right? If you do your due diligence on your money.
Just don't let a bunch of people have access to it.
And that's the most important thing. Like, don't have nobody being able to sign your name.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody have the authority to say yes without you actually saying yes. $4.5 million. I don't know, dog. I don't know. Because, I mean, that's the same thing we talk about with the whole Bruno Mars thing. I was like, nobody's going to let you have $50 million damn dollars in debt.
Right.
Without missing something.
Right. At some point. If that guy's $4.5 million in the hole.
Rocco's coming to see
him. He's showing up without a finger.
Thank you. He's coming with a black eye, talking about he walking through the door.
And then somebody's going to wonder, what's going on with this guy?
Arm in a sling.
Why is he?
Something.
Why has he only got 9 fingers
now? I don't know, man.
Like our listener Jake, unfortunately, who had the accident with the chainsaw.
Yeah, man.
Years ago.
I'm just telling you right now, it would have been some body parts missing. I don't know.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. So we've seen the Chiefs go back-to-back in the NFL the last couple of years. Georgia went back-to-back in college football a couple years ago. UConn attempting to go back-to-back in college basketball this year. Let's talk about which sport it's hardest to repeat in, because my initial reaction was one way, and that might not be true. We'll get to that after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from the NFL No Huddle. We'll get back into everything that's happened the last 24 hours in the NFL. Caleb Williams with his pro day yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Sound like everything went great.
Yeah, he can throw the football.
It does.
Throw the football.
But, pretty good deal for him. We'll let you hear from Caleb Williams. We'll also let you hear from Marvin Harrison Sr., as to maybe why Marvin Harrison Jr. isn't doing anything leading up to the draft. Probably still going to get drafted in the top 5, yep, my guess. But we'll see. Maybe he'll slide to 8. And if so,
take him.
Sprint.
Take him.
Sprint to the podium. Hand in the card and get Marvin Harrison Jr. here in the city of Atlanta. So we'll get to that. Obviously, we'll spend plenty of time talking about the NCAA tournament today as we are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. If you get a chance to come by, please do. Come say hello. The games tip off right around 12:15. So about a half an hour from right now, the NCAA tournament gets underway. We'll be here today. Dukes and Bell will be as well. We'll be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead tomorrow. Dukes and Bell will be as well. So all your NCAA tournament action right here.
You know, although the Hawks are on their last game with the West Coast trip, just found out Jalen Johnson is going to be out for a minute after he rode his ankle.
Yeah, he'll get reevaluated in a week.
But the thing we were talking about, and I thought about this morning, Abe just brought it up a second ago, was about Isaiah Thomas. He's on the Phoenix Suns team on a 10-day, and we talk about him a lot off the air and everything about how we felt, how Boston did him wrong, even though, I mean, he was physically.
Yeah. You know, they made the right choice. But the way that it worked out was horrible. Yeah. He was about a month and a half away from a $100 million contract.
Yeah, so you feel for him and everything like that, but he is back in the league doing his thing. And I saw that he went in last night. Saw they had him, the fans, how they cheered for him when he's at the scorer's table and everything. Yeah. I hope he sucks tonight because I need the Hawks to win.
Yeah, I hope he's awesome tonight.
He's going to get an opportunity.
Not going to lie to you.
He gets an opportunity to go out there and play.
I hope the Hawks still win. I hope the Hawks can still win, but I hope Isaiah Thomas scores 25 points tonight. Like, I just want to see that guy succeed. 10-day, maybe it could turn into the rest of the year. They need guard play, which is crazy to say for a team that has
Bradley Beal and Devin Booker.
Yeah, those guys. They need point guard play.
But that was going to be the thing. You remember
they don't have it.
You remember this team got together, oh, Devin Booker's going to be the point guard. Why?
Yeah, Devin Booker's like one of the three best two guards in the NBA. Yeah. Let him score.
Yes.
I know, I guess, they didn't win a championship with Chris Paul. They won a billion games with Chris Paul. And injuries always jumped up and got him when they got to the playoffs, but this is what happens when you have that and you have that facilitator and that leadership and all that, and then you trade it. And, you know, obviously they've been injured, but even when they played together, they've had, I think, 25 or so games with those three guys on the court this year. Like, they're just barely above 500 with KD and Beal and Booker. So it's not like it's been that great when they've – now, maybe they haven't had a chance to consistently play together to build the chemistry, but there's just a lot of guys that do the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's three perimeter scorers. They're great at it, but they don't have a facilitator on that team. So – Isaiah Thomas isn't that, by the way.
No,
like,
he's
Isaiah
not.
Thomas
no, he's
is
not.
Not like
Isaiah
like,
is
he's
a
small.
Bucket getter.
He's small.
He's a bucket getter.
But I don't know that he's coming in there to like replicate what Chris Paul did for that offense. But I hope it goes.
I think
well
Chris
for
Paul
him,
be
man.
Perfect for this offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
He'd be perfect for this one that they got now.
Because you saw what it did. Yeah. I mean, they won 60 games a year when he was there.
But that's funny. And then we had a laugh because if you haven't seen James Harden's highlight last night of trying to block Kawhi Leonard, which I still don't understand what the hell he was doing. But he tried to block his own teammate's shot.
Yeah. I mean, they're up 21 in the second half against the Blazers, so they probably felt pretty comfortable there. But I don't know, maybe a little comic relief.
I don't know, dog.
Lighten the mood a little bit. I don't know what he was trying to
do. I don't know what the hell he was doing, dog. All I know is that it was super funny.
It was very, like, very JaVale McGee.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Very
JaVale McGee.
Very Shaqed and a Fool of James Harden last night.
He'll be on there tonight, matter of fact.
Probably.
Yeah
you'll probably see that on there tonight.
Yeah.
Hawks do have the Suns, though, like Randy said, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So with the NCAA tournament starting today, started Tuesday, but you know what I mean. Like a lot of the games today and tomorrow. Second round, I guess. UConn looking to go back-to-back.
Right.
No one's gone back-to-back in college basketball since Florida in 06-07.
Right.
Georgia just went back-to-back in football in 21-22. Last NBA team to do it was the Warriors in 17-18. The Chiefs are currently back-to-back Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
What sport do you feel like it's hardest to go back-to-back in?
Because
my initial reaction was NFL. But, well, they just did it.
Yeah.
they just did it.
Maybe baseball?
It's been the longest.
Yeah.
No one's done it since the Yankees did it in – they were back-to-back-to-back in 98, 99, 2000.
Oh, God.
No one's gone back-to-back in Major League Baseball since the year 2000, which is the one that I would think would be the easiest because the – and I know baseball's postseason is the quirkiest and all that kind of stuff, but, like, it's the team – it's the league that is the most – dominant, like the most power heavy. You've got four or five teams that spend the most money
and a lot of it is that they are one of the teams where, you know, you don't have a lot of free agency that you lose big players a lot of times in those runs and everything like that. Because that Yankee era there that you were talking about, I mean, all those guys pretty much grew up together in the same in the same system.
They played together forever
in the same farm system and all those other things. And they, you know, so it was one of those things where you knew the nucleus of it was strong. And so that's the same thing when you look at Golden State. When they went back-to-back, the nucleus of that team was what it was about. You just add parts to it. So I'll say baseball just because of that.
It just has to be. Yeah, I mean, that's just the last 25 years it hasn't happened.
Right.
I
won't be shocked if, like, Denver back wins again this year, the NBA. Matter of fact, I think Denver is going to win it.
I think they are too.
Yeah, so there it is right there.
I think the NBA is the one that is the most – likely to see back-to-back champions. We just see it all the time. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not even back-to-back. You've seen back-to-back-to-back. I mean, the Bulls won three in a row, and then the Rockets won two in a row, and then the Bulls won three in a row. And I don't know that the Spurs ever actually did
win two in a row. No, the Spurs never won two in a row.
They just sprinkled five through like a 20-year period of time. But the Lakers won three in a row, and the Warriors won two, and they won three out of five and all that kind of stuff. So they won a whole bunch of them. Like, when you get the right two or three guys in the NBA.
That stay together. Right.
Which is harder now, and this is why you haven't seen it since 2018. Then you can do that. Like, you can go on those dominant runs. The Heat did it for a couple years in Miami.
I think college might be a little harder as we go along.
Especially these days.
Especially these days with the portal and everything like that. So I can see that going away. But, yeah, I mean, I just think that when you look at how baseball is nowadays, I mean, you have nucleus, but not like that Yankee nucleus. I mean, how many Hall of Famers were in that nucleus of players from those 3 years or whatever, how long that stretch was? Because, I mean, they didn't win three in a row, but they won five in total.
Yeah, they won 96, 98, 99, 2000.
Yeah, and so how many, you know, having those great-type players, again, sticking together all those years, I mean, that helps also. But it just seems with the way, especially now with this damn wild card round in baseball and everything, it's got to be a little bit harder for the baseball players.
I guess, but again, like, obviously it is because no one's done it in a quarter of a century. But it just feels like it's the same four teams in the mix every year in baseball because they have all the money.
Yeah.
It's the Dodgers. It's the Red Sox. Not so much right now, but it had been. Obviously, it's the Braves. I mean, the Braves should win back-to-back championships.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're built to do that.
But we talk about nucleus. The that
Dodgers
nucleus is set. Right?
Yeah, it is. The nucleus is set.
Yes.
But again, I mean, the Braves had the same thing in the 90s and didn't win back-to-back championships.
Exactly.
They had everything that you could possibly want and still were able to only win one. So maybe it's the nature of the postseason that makes it so hard to do that. But anyway, UConn's looking to do it this year.
Why wouldn't it be this tournament?
The NCAA tournament is the hardest one because you got to win six in a row.
Yeah.
And I mean,
and you have one bad night.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, outside of the NFL, we're talking about other sports that have series.
Yeah, and maybe, and honestly, you know, go back further than just 2000. Okay, that's the last time the Yankees did it. How many back-to-back champions have there been in college basketball outside of Florida? Florida did it in 06-07. I mean,
I know we don't – UCLA.
UCLA way back when, but that's a whole different thing.
That's a whole other thing.
Like, since then, I mean
– Duke, maybe? Duke's one, okay.
Duke when? In 01, 02?
Maybe Duke basketball?
Maybe, but like –
didn't UNLV win back-to-back?
No,
they lost to Duke.
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah, that's right. They lost to Duke. What about golf? What about the Masters?
Yeah, I mean.
Nobody's done it since Tiger.
No one's done it. Yeah, no one's done it since Tiger. And I think Tiger and there's maybe three other people that have ever actually done it. But that also does speak to what this is, too, by the way. Like, if you have one of those guys, which – the Chiefs do right now.
Yes.
They have one of those guys. They might win it again, which, I mean, it's hard to say in college football because it's so much turnover, but Kirby may be that person. Like, Kirby is one of those guys because Saban was the last one to do it before him, and it sort of seems like he's taken that mantle. The Warriors have that.
Like, if there's a team, because I think Denver's going to win championship this year.
Yeah, they have that guy.
They have that guy. And so you look at it from that standpoint. And he don't seem like he's going anywhere anytime soon, you know. And so, I mean, he is.
And that's the thing about him is, what's he, probably 29 or something like that?
Somewhere.
But his game, and he's not going to get less athletic.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, the way his game works, he's going to be able to play like that until, like, his feet go bad or something like that. You know, which could happen at any point.
Or he's just tired of coming over here.
Yeah, or he's just like, you know what? I'm going to go play with my horses.
Yeah, I'm good.
We're
good. Y'all can have it.
MVPs, couple championships. Yeah. This place is tapped.
Yeah,
where's he from?
Serbia? So
going back to Serbia.
Yeah, man. I mean, seriously. I think that he seems like the type that would do that.
Yeah. It's like, way more likely that he just walks away than any of the rest of these guys that we're talking about with back-to-back championships.
Like, you know what, man?
We're good.
All right, baby.
Conquered it.
Call the cable people and the power people. Or they turn to the damn house in Denver. We're on the way or something like that. Didn't they get to the point where, baby, put the house on Denver for sale. I'm not going back.
I'm trying to see how many. So he's still got a lot more time on his contract. Not that you can't walk away in the middle of the contract. But, like, Jokic has 47 this year, 51 next year, 55 the year after that, 59 the year after that, and a player option for 62 the year after that.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to stay.
Yeah, I'll probably stay.
I'm probably going to stay for that. Probably going to hang around.
Yeah, baby, don't worry about it.
That's $276 million just on this contract.
Yeah, don't worry about it, baby. You know what? Sell it and get a bigger place.
2029,
yeah,
all the horses.
Yeah,
but until then,
sell it and get a bigger place.
Cash and checks. All right, yeah. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.